Its current state on WKAR, tomorrow marks the opening day of Michigan's first wolf hunt in nearly 40 years. The state has issued 1,200 hunting licenses to kill 43 wolves, all in the Upper Peninsula. The hunt is not without its share of controversy, however. The state legislature outmaneuvered opponents' first attempt to halt the hunt with a statewide referendum. Currently, efforts are underway to put the wolf hunt up to a vote in 2014. And recently, State Senator Tom Casperson from Escanaba, a strong proponent of the wolf hunt, apologized for using a fictional account while urging Congress in 2011 to remove the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list. Michigan's American Indian tribes have been some of the strongest opponents of the wolf hunt. The Saginaw Chippewa tribe, based in Mount Pleasant, is holding a candlelight vigil and sacred fire for the wolf tonight. Joining us by phone to tell us more is Charmaine Shawana, a member of the Tribal Council for the Saginaw Chippewas. Welcome, Charmaine.
Thank you.
Why are you opposed to the wolf hunt?
Well, traditionally, the wolf is a part of our creation story and is also one of the clans that we have of our people. And in the beginning, when the Creator made the earth, there was nothing. And the first, when He sent out His thoughts, the thoughts of the Creator became the stars in the sky. And He sent the first man, which was half man and half spirit, to the earth to name all of creation that had been created. And when He was going, when Nanabojo, which is His name, was going around and naming all of the plants, every animal, every bird, every fish, they all had a name. And when He was walking, he noticed that there was pears, and He asked the Creator, "Where is my partner?" And the Creator said, "I'll send you one." So He sent Him the wolf. And the wolf walked with Him, and He helped him, and he helped him name all of the animals. And the wolf became His partner. But in the end, the wolf had to separate and find his own people, and human had to find their own people and their own clan. So that's why today the dogs who are descended from the wolves are our partners in life.
Our modern members?
Like them, yes.
Are modern members of your, are today's members of your tribe, are they all basically aware of the creation story? Do they all know it?
A lot of people know it, and a lot of people know that the wolf is one of our clans and that we're close to the animals of the world, and we don't like to see any animal killed for sport, which is what we believe this is about.
We're talking with Charmaine Shawana, a member of the Tribal Council for the Saginaw Chippewa Tribe, which is opposed to the wolf hunt, which rebegins tomorrow here in Michigan. Have you been working on the campaign for a referendum?
Well, recently we had Miss Jill Fritz come to the Tribal Council and talk to us about it, and she's the director of the Humane Society of the United States. And she talked to us about the wolf vigil, the wolf hunt, how it started, what happened in the UP to get it going, and we educated her a little bit about what was happening with our community and why we were opposed to it. We had some people in the community that thought maybe we should have a vigil. We have a lodge in back of our school. And tonight, all of the kids are going to be there, and we'll have a candlelight vigil. We'll do some teachings about the wolf. We'll have prayer, and we'll have a little meal. Talk about the wolf, Mayingun.
Mayingun is
wolf. Mayingun, yes.
Is wolf. What do you make of arguments of proponents of the wolf hunt, that they are predators, that they've killed domesticated animals, cattle?
Well, there's a show on TV, actually, it's called
Alaska.
Below Zero. Do you remember the name of that show? It's a show about Alaska. And the native people in Alaska, they have lots of wolves up there. But what they usually do is kill the alpha male. And then the pack will disintegrate and not kill all of the wolves, which is something to think about. The alpha male is the head of the leader of the wolf clan or the wolf pack.
What do you make of the numbers that the state puts out here? I mean, they claim that there are 658 wolves, all of them in the Upper Peninsula. The hunt, if it unfolds as the state plans, 43 would be taken. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, I don't know too much about that. I mean, I just know that to kill a wolf who's considered part of our society and part of life is a shame. I can't comment on any of that.
How have legislators, state legislators, reacted to your appeals?
Well, I think all of the tribes in Michigan have sent a letter to the state legislators to let them know that we are opposed to it and that it's not a good idea. It's something that it's part of our story of creation, and they're part of who we are. There's in some societies they're considered sacred. They are leaders. They are we're close to those animals.
How many people do you expect to attend your vigil tonight?
Oh, maybe 100. We have lots of kids that are going to be there. We'll do some teachings. We'll educate people about it. And Miss Jill Fritz is going to be there, and I'm sure she's going to tell us a little bit about the wolves and what her organization is doing to help this effort.
I want to clarify. I do believe you meant to say Jill Fritz is the state Humane Society director,
yes,
not the national. Tell us again about the gathering here tonight. What are the main pieces of that?
Well, we have a lodge, which is a home, is a structure made with a tarp, and we're going to be out there. There'll be some drumming and some singing, some education, some teaching. We're going to have some soup, and we'll share our stories and our tales about the significance of the wolf and why we're doing this effort. And hopefully we can make a plan to keep ourselves educated about it and teach the kids.
And where specifically is your gathering? Where exactly is that?
The address is 7498 East Broadway, Mount Pleasant. And there's a school there. It says Saginaw Chippewa Academy. In back of the school, there'll be some parking on the side. In back of the school, there's a lodge. And we'll meet out there and have a good time.
Very good.
Supporting our Mayungun.
Mayungun.
Yeah.
It all happens in Mount Pleasant. Charmaine Shawana is a member of the Tribal Council for the Saginaw Chippewa Tribe based in Mount Pleasant. They're holding a candlelight vigil and sacred fire to honor the wolf on the eve of Michigan's first wolf hunt in nearly 40 years. Thanks for joining us, Charmaine.
All right. Thank you.